Well, I have a feeling that, you know, we play out here in shorts, but I have a feeling that once the pads go on, the guys in my group or the new guys and the guys that have been here, you know, they enjoy the contact. They enjoy listening to the air go out of the other man's body. And to me, that's what you want.
I mean, I'm sure every linebacker coach wants to see that about his group. You see more of that in this group, you think?
I think so, yeah. That's what I sense. Yeah. We'll see. But I have a feeling that's what you're going to see.
I mean, it's not, there's only a couple of different people here. You've had these guys in the past. Is that a new mentality for guys like Spencer and Jaquan?
I think, well, they're older. They're fourth-year guys now, and they're stronger. You know, they come in, they're 18 or 20 years old, 21 years old. And then you mix in newer guys, and you know, you get a sense of that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping. And that's what they want to be, you know, so we'll see what happens.
With a guy like Devin Kennard, obviously, he's a rookie, fifth-round pick. Any reservations having a guy like that handle the responsibilities of middle linebacker?
Not at all, if he can do it. Pittsburgh, I think, started Jack Lambert, right? He turned out pretty good.
That's Jack Lambert?
Yeah, at Pittsburgh, right?
he
started, right? So, I mean, if he can handle it and get everybody lined up and understand the nuances and where he belongs, he's a pretty thick kid. I mean, he can hit people, so it's pretty good.
You mean thick down here, not up here, right?
No, he's a big body man. You know, he's a man. He's 250 some odd pounds, I think.
He doesn't look almost. He physically doesn't look like a typical.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. I mean, he's thick to his body.
If you had to go that direction, though, to have a rookie in there week one, you know, John's not ready. Say something that actually happened to Jamil. How much of a undertaking is it for a kid like that to be in that spot, though, to sort of have to process all that and get used to the speed of the game at the same time?
Well, I mean, that's why you play preseason games. We'll find out a lot about it, but he played at USC, which is pretty good football, so probably have a pretty good idea. And so we'll see what happens.
What's John been doing? I know it's only been a couple of days here in meetings, but what's his role been?
He's on the practice field. He stands with the group. He just can't go and take reps. He's in the meetings. Does everything everybody else does, but take reps.
Still his group, his room. You think?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
How do you go about planning with him though? Do you sort of envision him being there week one, or do you have to sort of think that he won't be there for week one and then move on from there?
Yeah, and he's not there until they tell me he's there. So I got to plan accordingly. I mean, I can't sit there and do one of these. You know what I mean? I got to plan as if he's not going to be there. And then when they tell me he's there, then he's there. So.
Prior to hurting his foot, how would McClain been looking at you, and how would he fit in with the group?
Well, I mean, we were only halfway through practice, and his shoes were hurting him. So, I mean, it's hard. One practice.
But you also
hard.
Got the spring with him.
Spring was good. I mean, yeah. I mean, just yesterday was half of a practice, but I like what I see. I mean, he's a tough guy, loves ball. Anybody else?
After you guys have some injuries in the linebacker corps, because of the versatility of this group, like a guy like Kennard can play outside, middle, Hazing can play different spots, McClain can play different spots. I mean, do you feel like you guys are maybe more insulated against the stuff that happened last season?
Well, I think as a whole, the group is very flexible. We all understand that we got to play multiple positions. There's only 46 uniforms given out on Sunday. And that you may have five, you may have six linebackers, period. So somebody has to double learn and do double duty. And to me, that's the greatness of the game when you have smart guys like we have in that room. The flexibility for a coach is great. I mean, you love it because you can insert a guy here and then, oh shoot, something happened over here. You take him, bring him over here and stick another. It's like playing dominoes, you know, checkers. The flexibility is great. I mean, you can't have guys who who only can play one little teeny tiny role. You can't do that in the NFL. You got to play multiple roles.
Where do you see Spencer in that regard, Pacinger? Is he an option for you at all three spots? Is he
all three.
Really looking at
all three. Yeah, because he's athletic enough to play the will, both in nickel and in base. He's big enough. He's 240 something to play the Sam and base. He's played the Mike and nickel. He's had the control of the huddle. So to me, he's one of those guys, just like Herzlick is too. I mean, those guys can do anything. And Kennard's kind of falling in that same role. I think he came in, he saw those guys, said, look, this is the norm. You learn everything, you learn all the spots. And, you know, I always like to play tricks on them, and once in a while say, okay, go play Sam and see how they react. And if they can get lined up and play and understand the defense, then it's going to be pretty good.